Bishop here with John Bishop Fine Art. Welcome back to the podcast. You're listening to Art Life, the podcast. Welcome back. It's been a while since I've posted, and I apologize for that. I've been incredibly busy. We are back from Romania and cannot be happier with the trip. It was a remarkable experience. We've been, obviously, I lived in Romania and been there many, many times, but absolutely remarkable journey this time around. We accomplished everything we wanted to accomplish, plus probably more. We went basically to open up a business, which we did, and we established a bank account, we hired an accountant, so we're up and running and officially have our own business in Romania called Buburusa Productions. Bogdan and I are partners in that business. And that ownership of that business will allow me to maintain some sort of visa status in Romania. Romania government does not accept gay marriage, and so I needed another strategy for gaining access. So that's done. That was very, very successful. We had a lovely time visiting with Bogdan's family. This is the first time that I have seen his family that it's pretty much been leaked out. We've been outed as being gay. So I wasn't quite sure how I would be accepted and if it would be awkward. I mean, I felt embraced by them all. Now, I didn't see everyone, but the ones that I saw were delightful. Part of this adventure is for us to consider purchasing property there. And because everything was going so well and we were just there and looking around, we started to look at some properties as well. There is a little town called Plătărești, which is just about 20 minutes south of the city of Bucharest, and which makes it very, very convenient. A 20-minute drive, you can be in the city. That's a whole lot less than we're doing now. We're an hour away from Houston. So that would be very, very workable, and people live in Plătărești and live in Bucharest. So the problem is it's a very small town, maybe too small for a gay couple, but, you know, we'll see. Most of our lives would not be lived in the village, but he does have a lot of family in the village. The good part there is that, you know, if we have to go away, if we're coming to the States, if we're going off to art fairs, there's somebody around to kind of watch the property and make sure nobody's just looting us blind. Whereas if we live someplace more remote and don't know anyone, yeah, that could very well happen. So that is promising. The problem is that in such a small village, you know, properties don't really become available. People know each other, and they know who's ready to sell, and they know the life situations of different people. And so they don't really put up for sale signs. We were able to contact a couple of people who are looking to sell. One was our property that we had seen online, liked a lot, but it's really not that conducive. It's on a hillside, which is lovely because you have this extended vision and it's on the edge of the village. So you have the appearance of some privacy, at least with the view. And the problem is most of the land is down that hill, which could be a floodplain and it's really agricultural use. You really can't build. And the part on the top of the hill, which is the one with access to the road and to city services, is really quite small. And we need some space. The whole point of wanting to move to Romania was to allow us to have enough room to realize all the things we think we need to expand our art business. We have been looking here in Texas. We found a couple of places we just can't afford. So the idea is to go to a place where we can afford it, gain the space that we think we need to develop this business. So property number one just really wasn't going to fit that bill. another property in the same village was small and very, very overlooked. It was in town and on a busier street and had houses all around it. So you were overlooked by four or five different houses. Not necessarily a big deal, except that you end up hearing all of their televisions and all of their radios. I apologize if there's some noise in the background. I'm at the studio today and they're doing some cleanup from a big event last night, which I'll get into in a second. So there may be some beeping and some banging going on. I apologize. So the second property was really too small and too overlooked. But the important part was that we spoke to Bogdan's mother, to his cousins, to all his aunts, to his, you know, great aunts. They're all now working on this for us. So we have a definite in. With the aunties working on this, we're sure to find a property. So that's going on in Plătărești. Now, Bogdan's mother lives also, she lives in Cumpulun, which is about two and a half hours away from Bucharest, but it's so beautiful. It's right in the base of the mountains, the Făgăraș Mountains and the border with Transylvania. It's kind of hilly there. It's a little higher, so it's cooler there. They get more seasonal effect. And then you have the mountains three ways around you. Right over the mountains is Bran, which is what was celebrated as Dracula's castle by Bram Stoker. It's just an amazingly beautiful place. But it is somewhat remote from Bucharest. It is 2.5 hours. And so we think, okay, not so bad, you can make the trip. However, if people are coming to visit and you have to go get them from the airport, and it does throw a spanner in. However, we could look at properties were actually more reasonable there than they were in Plătărești, and it's much more beautiful, a much bigger town with lots more, you know, little sidewalk cafes and bakeries and promenades and places to, you know, there were, I think we went looking for phones, and I think we found 6 different phone stores in just walking distance. And it's got a lot of history. It's just a lovely, lovely place. And there are lots and lots of empty houses there. Some are absolutely stunning and exactly what we're looking for, but they're still out of our reach. Whereas here, to get what we wanted would be $400,000 to $500,000. There, to get what we really want is looking at $180,000 to $200,000, which we have, but that's all we have. And so we were hoping to get something for a lot less and still have money to develop it and to have a buffer to live off while we're finding our way in Romania. That is still a possibility. There are some beautiful places there. His mother's looking into it. If something comes up, we're kind of ready to jump, which is a great benefit because we already have the company. We can put the place in Bogdan's name because he's a citizen, and we have the cash. So if something comes along, we're able to move fairly quickly. One of the problems in buying abroad, particularly in a place like Romania, is the minute they hear that there's an American involved, the prices tend to go way up. So we're trying to keep that as secret as possible because it's really being bought by a Romanian. So those are possibilities. We also visited with a couple of artists while we were there, a gallery owner, a couple of galleries, and tried to get a sense of what the art life was like. What we found was where we are used to in Houston being part of a large artist community, where in this building that we're in right now, there's 60 artists, there are 6 different buildings, it's an enormous amount of artists, and then we fold into a larger artist community around the city. In Romania, that doesn't really seem to exist. There are associations of artists that I think are kind of throwbacks to the days of communism, whereas in so much that you kind of earn your space as an accomplished, famous artist in Romania, and those people kind of stick together in some association by virtue of the fact of their advanced skill and in history. And those people are given certain, they're awarded certain prestigious studio spaces and things like that, and get taken to all the fairs. But generally, the everybody else, it seems from what we were told, that there's really no association of artists. One, Tsetse was actually telling us that, he says, we're like gladiators. We don't want to talk to each other because people steal your ideas. And there's this real sense that we are all in competition with one another. And that, no doubt, is thanks to the difficulty and the poverty in which the Romanian artists have to function. We met with a younger artist, one who is not just living off her art. She has a husband who works, and she seemed a lot more open to that kind of camaraderie and kind of aching for some sort of society. So it occurred to us that as we start to realize, you know, how are we going to make a living as artists in Romania, we're really not going to sell a lot of art to Romanians. The artists we met don't. They sell abroad. They sell online. They go to art fairs around Europe with gallery owners. And the gallery owners are kind of hard-pressed to go to lots of fairs because if they don't make enough money, they're taking hits. There is this scarcity mindset in a lot of the art folks that we met. Whereas here, there's a feeling that we're really not competing. There's no one is going to paint what I paint. No one is going to take the photograph Bogdan takes. So it's okay. We can build off of each other. We can be inspired by each other. We can actually build on the ideas and work of others. There's not this real competitive distrust between artists here that I believe we're going to find exists in Romania. But again, we're not going to really be building a life selling art to Romanians. I mean, it may happen, and thank goodness, hopefully it will, but we're really looking at a broader market in Europe. So things look good in that sense, that there are lots and lots of art shows around Europe. We thought perhaps we could create some sort of association, some sort of representation, maybe we become gallery owners and advocates or agents for other Romanian artists. And if that scarcity mindset isn't too strong, that might be a possibility. But yeah, we would be looking at going to art fairs, selling online, and that takes money. So we would have to be bringing money in from those activities to be able to afford to do those activities. One of the things I'm afraid of, years ago I visited Malta and I met an American man there, and I was like, this place is beautiful, I could live here. And he said, don't think about it. He said, I came here many years ago as a young man. I fell in love with Malta. I moved here, and now I'm stranded. I can't afford to get out of here. It's a small economy. It's a small island. He said, I'm stuck here. I don't make enough money to afford to go elsewhere. I can't go back home. I can't afford to buy a house. He said, I'm completely stranded. And part of me worries about that conversation I had many years ago, that if we move to Romania, we might become stuck in Eastern Europe and it's suffering and end up doing something we really don't want to do and wouldn't do here. And we've kind of blown our chance. So that is in the back of my mind as well. The important thing to me was that we also went around and looked at the cost of living. We looked at prices of food, and of course it's quite inexpensive. We took a group of about eight of Bogdan's friends out to the trendy new restaurant, fancy restaurant, and everyone had cocktails, and everyone had hors d'oeuvres, and they had meal with wine, bottles and bottles of wine. And at the end of the night, we picked up the tab. It was about $200 for eight people, drinks, alcohol, everything. They were horrified that we picked up the tab. They felt very guilty. That's not that much money when you think about it. However, it was obviously a big amount of money if you're making a living in Romania. So that's why we picked up the tab. My point is that we can live so much more cheaply. We looked at the cost of framing. I would say it was about a third of what we would be spending here with a professional framer. We looked at printing. We went, talked to a printer. He had all the right paper, the same paper that we spend double here than he was charging there. And that's with his cut. We looked at his product. Bogdan actually had three things printed. He printed two pieces on canvas and one piece on paper. The print jobs were great. They were a fraction of the price. In fact, he printed all three of those for less by a good margin than one would have cost him here. So we printed them up and we thought, okay, well now what do we do? They're too big to fit in the suitcase. We were just going to leave them at his mom's house. And the guy said, mail them. And we said, okay, let's try that. We don't have much hope that we could put this in the Romanian mail, but we did. We walked into the post office. First of all, there was no line at the post office, which was amazing to me. And the post office was just like this old communist building. It was amazing, beautiful, beautiful. And grumpy employees. And we just rolled up the paintings, the prints, we put them in a tube and mailed them home to the United States for $40. I can't tell you how inexpensive that is. I sent one sheet, a tiny package, to Mexico, and it was $120 just for that one little 9x12 sheet. This cost us $40 to do. I mean, these things are probably 3 feet long. That's how long the tube had to be. And we paid no taxes. We paid no import fees. I don't know if we should have, but no one charged us. They showed up at the studio within 7 days. They made it in time for us to get them out for our second Saturday, which was a couple of weeks ago. So all of those things cost virtually nothing and work. That postage, that thing worked beautifully with no damage, no issues, no big deal. So that is an option. If we were selling things online, for example, we could actually have deliveries. So all of those things looked good. We looked at around Bucharest. We spent some time in Bucharest because we wanted to visit the galleries and we wanted to meet people. We looked at the price of art supplies. You can spend as much as we're spending, but you can also spend a fraction on products that come from Romania. We looked at the price of travel because, you know, these things like Ryanair and Blue Air, things like that. So I can fly from Bucharest to London for about $40, come back the same day. Be back in my bed at night. The distances are quite small. I mean, it's about the same driving from Bucharest to Vienna as it is to drive from Houston to Dallas. The terrain is more difficult, but it's just not that big a deal. These distances are not that far. And so we thought maybe we just get a van and we can just drive around with our art to the fairs around Europe. It's a thought. When we were in Bucharest, we started to do some photography for a cousin of Bogdan. So we actually ended up with our first client for our new business. And we were doing a photo shoot of her wines for her winery. And so we were around town quite a bit doing these photo shoots. And we were looking at all the amazing architecture, all these big, beautiful, stately homes that were built around the turn of this last century that are sitting empty with pigeons in them. And these things are relatively inexpensive, more than we can afford. But then we were going around and looking at storefronts, for example, because she was interested in maybe opening a storefront to sell her wine. And to rent a storefront on the most exclusive street in Bucharest, where all the people shop, where all of the tourists are, a storefront on that street with the cobblestone sidewalks and everything is about $400 a month. We're spending $2,000 a month for this studio. And nobody comes here unless, well, people come here, but it's not a tourist spot. So we were looking at, my gosh, we talked to a guy who owns a bistro. We did a photo shoot at his place. And he has the entire downstairs of this building that's on kind of an angle, so it's kind of a V shape, and it opens onto a piazza where he has his restaurant, many rooms in the kitchen, and it's just beautiful, beautiful architecture. He spends $1,000 a month. And he has two floors, I think. Stunning amount of space. It would make a gorgeous gallery. And so we started to think, how do these people do it? We walked into, again, one of these beautiful old homes from probably the 1910, something like that. Old stone buildings with beautiful work all around, and the windows and the plaster work and a garden. And we went in because we wanted a coffee. And there was this beautiful outdoor seating area in the garden. And then we realized that the entire house was this cafe where they just sold coffee and muffins. And we were like, how in the world could a coffee and muffin place pay for that much room in such a beautiful neighborhood, in such an idyllic space? And so we started to think, what would it take to get a place like that in Bucharest, where we could have galleries, we could have events, we could have artist residency programs. We could certainly have guest quarters for people who come in. And so we started to think, okay, what would a business look like if we were able to get European Union money, if we were to get grant money or some sort of foundation money, if we were to open a nonprofit, what would that look like? And what doors would that open for us as we go forward? So it's been a really, really exciting period because it got us thinking about a lot of things, making lots and lots of contacts with people who could help us achieve some of these things. I mean, Bogdan's cousin is a very important lawyer who his ex-wife is on the Supreme Court in Romania. So we have people who could help us set up a non-profit foundation in a heartbeat. We just need a plan, and we need to be able to affect enough support to make that happen. So it's really, really been an exciting period. Now we've come back from Romania and have been busy ever since, and we are now in the midst of PhotoFest, and PhotoFest is a the largest photographic kind of, I don't know, exhibition space in the world. It happens every other year here in Houston, and it is a series of, I think they said 80 different venues that have photographic exhibitions. There are all kinds of educational programs, there are tours, there are lectures, there are parties. People come from all over the world, certainly all over the country. And there's also a portfolio review aspect. Bogdan is participating for the second time in this portfolio review. And so in a period of 4 days, he'll meet with 16 different professionals who are either academics or they're collectors or they're gallery owners or they're their publishing company or their exhibition museum kinds of folks, and they're looking for new talent, and they will give advice, they will look at your portfolio, they will see what you have to offer, they'll make suggestions, they'll give you specific advice about what you're interested in, if it's career advice or planning for your career. And very often, they'll pick you up for shows, or they'll pick you up for magazine articles, or they'll pick you up for museum purchases. And because that's what they do, they're out scouting as well. Bogdan, the first year he did this, he got two shows in Argentina. They took his work to Zurich for a show. He then got introduced to people, and we got two more shows in Argentina. And he's also taken the work to Mexico. But that was because he had met somebody through the portfolio review who was a gallery owner in Mexico. So yes, we're just very, very hopeful that the Photo Fest this year will do as much for us this time as it did the first time, and pave the way for us to make our move to Europe. I don't think that's going to happen anytime immediately. I mean, we may be talking a couple of years before we can make this kind of move, but it is something we are looking into seriously. Love to have any feedback. If you've got experience or advice, I'd love to hear it. Other than that, hope you're having a wonderful week. Stay creative, and I'll talk to you again very soon. Thanks so much for listening. Bye now.